Massacre, and welcome to my show. Tonight, rapper Ice Cube recently appeared on Joe Rogan, and for that reason, he is experiencing a backlash. And Ice Cube is responding individually to some of the trolls on Twitter, melting and roasting them, and the results are glorious. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So I do wonder if Ice Cube is about to be cancelled. I'm quite fond of Ice Cube. I like him. I like his work as an artist. So I thought I might cover the great man. So Ice Cube has recently done the rounds on the podcast circuit. Why? Well, Ice Cube is angry with the NBA and what he calls the gatekeepers surrounding it. So Ice Cube founded this new basketball league, and it's called the Big Three, which is a three-on-three basketball league. And he co-founded it with entertainment executive Jeff Kratinets. And this league consists of only 12 teams, and its rosters include both former NBA players and international players. So essentially, it's kind of retired players who are still good but take longer to recover, as Ice Cube let it be known on Joe Rogan's podcast. And Ice Cube is doing these podcasts to expose the so-called gatekeepers who are blackballing him or preventing him from properly entering the industry because he visited Donald Trump in 2018. Do you remember this? Ice Cube went to the White House to advise Trump on something known as the Platinum Plan. So the Platinum Plan was just the Trump administration's way to kind of aid black people, for want of a better expression, off the back of record low unemployment for black people. They wanted to keep that going. The Platinum Plan was about criminal justice reform, funding for black universities, opportunity zones, education reforms, and stuff like that. And Ice Cube went over there to speak to Donald Trump. And of course, he was criticized for that. But Cube said this wasn't an endorsement of Donald Trump. It was just an olive branch. And he did it just because he wanted to help black America. So Cube at the time said, quote, "Black progress is a bipartisan issue. When we created the contract with Black America, we expected to talk to both sides of the aisle." He means Republicans and Democrats. "Talking truth to power is part of the process." Cube said he would advise anybody on the planet who has the power to help black Americans close the enormous wealth gap. And you can hear and you can see Cube doing that right here.
We're down to talk to both sides, right? And only one side was really ready to talk and see if something could be created.
So there you go. So Democrats refused to talk to Ice Cube, but Republicans did. I don't want to put my personal opinion into this news too much today, but I think Democrats didn't want to speak to Ice Cube because part of their narrative is that black people are all victims and they can't succeed unless you vote for Democrats. And Ice Cube kind of breaks that narrative because he's very, very successful, and he became successful without anybody's help. Ice Cube is kind of a closet Donald Trump fan. Here's a quote from Ice Cube. Quote, "Donald Trump is rich, powerful. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Be how you want to be. That's kind of been the American dream." That is a direct quote from Ice Cube. So because of this, because he hung out with Donald Trump, Ice Cube is now pissed off because the industry is blackballing him. The NBA, TV companies, apparently they're not giving him a lot of shine and his Big Three, three-on-three basketball league because of his association with Donald Trump. Even though he never really came out and endorsed Donald Trump, he just said Donald Trump is rich and powerful and embodies the American dream. But that is considered wrong think in today's culture. So Ice Cube, therefore, is not part of the club anymore.
Yo, what's cracking? You know what it is. It's your homeboy Ice Cube. And some of you may not have realized that I'm not part of the club. And a lot of you listening to me right here, right now, you're not part of the club either.
It's very cryptic with Ice Cube, isn't it? So you can see why the left don't like him, because he's not coming out and saying the world's like full of white supremacy and everyone needs to open their legs on a Friday night. Ladies, I'm looking at you. Get knocked up and have an abortion. And Donald Trump is Hitler. So Ice Cube's not saying that, so the left hate him, but he's being a bit cryptic. He's saying he's not part of the club. Does that mean part of the left? Is that what he's talking about? Anyways, Ice Cube is getting more and more red-pilled by the day, it seems. And this is what he's been saying about why he's been blackballed, denied access to the industry because of his association with Donald Trump. So, Uweb says, Ice Cube explains why he's not respected by the Hollywood gatekeepers. Ice Cube posted a video in which he speaks about being on the outs with the Hollywood gatekeepers. Interesting. Okay, so he says he's not part of the club. And Ice Cube continued, what club am I talking about? I'm talking about the club of gatekeepers that we all got to deal with. You know who they are, and they definitely know who they are. Probably the same people who perpetually ban me and suspend me from YouTube for speaking the truth. Speaking of which, if you do want to show your support for this channel, please consider donating at https://streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of me you are going to get. So, Ice Cube went on various podcasts to set the record straight. Which podcast did he go on? Well, he went on Joe Rogan, Bill Maher. He was recently seen hanging out with Robert F. Kennedy. So he's been hanging out with loads of people, and he's been hanging out with people that would consider you a wrong thinker in the eyes of the left. You certainly shouldn't be hanging out with RFK. He also just wrapped up an interview with Piers Morgan, so he's doing the rounds, explaining to people that he's been blackballed from the industry. They're not giving him the shine he thinks he deserves for his new basketball league, Big Three, probably because of his association with Donald Trump, and probably because he doesn't espouse the leftist narrative that they expect all black people to espouse. Piers Morgan here saying, just finished a terrific interview with the rap legend in New York, airs later this week on Piers Uncensored. So another one of the reasons why the left is upset with Ice Cube is because of his stance on the coronavirus vaccine. He said he wouldn't get a vaccine even for $9 million. And Ice Cube claimed, according to Washington Examiner, that he actually passed up a $9 million movie deal over the vaccine mandate. Which makes me respect Ice Cube a hell of a lot.
I saw that you'd have to pass on a movie because they wanted you to get shot.
Yeah. You know, they, strangest thing, you know, say, we're doing a movie. I'm like, okay. And then, all the producers in Hollywood decided that they don't want anybody on their movie set that haven't gotten a vaccine.
And what year was this?
This is 2020.
Okay, so it's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming out of it. I think it might be 21 when we know, okay, everything is going back to normal. But I believe the news came out during 2020. And so, you know, I never thought it was a producer's mandate. You know, I thought it was a studio mandate. But I think the studios really wanted to have, you know, kind of a little out, so they put it on a producer. Like, this is not us. This is this production, that production, this production, that production. I'm like, but it's every production. So you mean tell me every producer in Hollywood has this mandate? Give me a break. It has to come from the studio to hit every producer, because every producer don't think the same. Like,
right.
Some producers, you know, had their own different opinions. So anyway, it was a studio mandate. They put it on individual producers. So producers talking to my people, and they're like, if he don't take it, you know, he can't be in the movie. It's like, it's not taking it. It's like, okay, can't do the movie. Okay, no problem. Now, I didn't go out telling everybody what happened. I didn't put the word out that I didn't even tell people that I wasn't vaccinated. I didn't tell people not to go get vaccinated. I didn't tell people that I'm not doing this movie because I don't want to be vaccinated. But somehow, some way, the news hit the, you know, I don't know if Hollywood Reporter or somebody put it out that this is why Cube is not doing the movie. And I thought it was chicken shit. Thought it was, you know, it's like, what happened to the HIPAA laws? You know, or OSHA, one of them, I forgot, I think it's HIPAA, you know, where you're not supposed to reveal a person's medical status. And here it is, they printing mine. And so I just thought it was bullshit. And, and it just kind of snowballed, you know. I'm like, what they want is for people to tell me I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They exactly. want people to tell me, You turning down $9 million, you stupid. You know, I'll do anything for $9 million. How stupid can Cube be? And I don't care about that. You know, it's like I didn't lose $9 million because I never had it. Like, if you never have some shit, you can't lose it.
Okay? True, Cube, true. So are these the gatekeepers that Ice Cube is speaking of? Is it Big Pharma, or is it the people that are beholden to Big Pharma that do whatever Big Pharma say? Are the people that are beholden to Big Pharma beholden to other ideologies, such as Marxism, such as believing everyone's a victim if they're not a white, straight male? It seems like there's a certain sect of people who have this ideology that's all very similar, right? Racism is everywhere. Systemic oppression is everywhere. Lockdowns were good. You've got to get the vaccine or you're killing grandma and all this kind of stuff. Maybe that's the club that Ice Cube is talking about. And Ice Cube certainly isn't a part of any of those clubs or that club if they are all one and the same. Now, Ice Cube went on to other podcasts as well. He went on to Bill Maher, who's also seemingly a bit more red-pilled these days. And over on there, they discuss Latinx or Latinx, whatever you want to call it, the Marxist, neo-Marxist term for a Hispanic person. And Bill Maher and Ice Cube were just shitting on these terms like Latinx and stuff like that. And Ice Cube said that they use terms like Latinx or Latinx and create these petty debates to divide society and prevent them from questioning the problems they all should unite to address. So Ice Cube seems like the adult in the room. Whether he loves Trump or not, at least he went over there and tried to make a difference rather than sitting at home and just railing off on Twitter and just calling Trump a bad name. But Ice Cube doesn't give a fuck because he's got $160 million of fuck you money. So, because Ice Cube was on Joe Rogan, because Ice Cube is not part of the club, because Ice Cube didn't take the coronavirus vaccine, because of all of these things, people are now talking shit on him on Twitter, and the woke mob is kind of coming after him. And interestingly, Ice Cube has been reading the individual comments and replying to them in typical Cube fashion, and it's kind of glorious. So why don't we go on over to Ice Cube's Twitter and look at his individual responses to some of the people now attacking him for leaving the woke cult. So I'm a Voter said, if Cube thinks the Republican Party care about black people more than Democrats, I'd love to hear his reasons he thinks so and then know his reasoning. No party is perfect, but giving Republicans props, I just can't see why. Cube responded, I didn't give nobody props, you jackass. This guy said, Ice Cube is such a disappointment. Ice Cube responded by saying, you're not a mystic because the guy's name is Mystic. You're obviously a mistake. I love it. It's a little bit playful. It's not too full of bitterness and resentment, but it's kind of funny. And it's not every day you see someone of the profile of Ice Cube like reading the comments and responding to them individually. These people are human just like us. They read the comments and they get pissed off about it. So I love the way that Ice Cube is responding to these trolls, although I'm not sure exactly what good it's going to do for him. This is probably his best response to Mark Garnier, who said, Ice Cube, you've had an amazing career and I've enjoyed it. You have a shit ton of leftist hate coming at you, so I'll pray for you, sir. Ice Cube said, pray for them. Love it. 64,000 likes. Wonderful. I'm not sure how far Ice Cube's going to get with this because I don't know if any human brain is designed to be able to read through tens of thousands of comments telling you that you're a piece of shit, but let's see how far Ice Cube gets. Dave Indigo says, been listening since 86. What Ice Cube is doing now is called sellout, but it's really nothing new here. Ice Cube says, you've been a hoe since 86 too. What you're doing now is called being a hoe, and that dumbass dog picture is to be expected. they're really nothing new here. he's got a very matter of fact way of speaking, just cussing this guy's stupid dog avatar. I love it, man. I love it. And the irony of this guy calling Ice Cube a sellout, by actually coming out and being an individual and not acting as Democrats expect black people to act, he's not going to make any money. It's actually going to hurt him. So he's anything but a sellout. He's quite the opposite, actually. Christine said to Ice Cube, watched an interview with Ice Cube. He's starting to have the same crazy look that Kanye has. Sad. Ice Cube said, dirty bitch. You ain't sad. Oh, Lord of mercy. Ice Cube, why are you doing like that? Now, Ice Cube is being so hardcore on Twitter and melting the trolls that they're deleting their tweets. So we've lost this tweet, unfortunately. Hopefully someone saved it for posterity. I don't know if they did. This person deleted their tweet because Ice Cube melted them so hard. But we can read Ice Cube's response and imagine what they said. He just said, you sound like a bitch. And that's smart. Straight out of Compton, like Slav says in the comments. That's going to send his fans after them. Give peace a chance, said he called you a civil rights leader. Ice Cube said, you should have heard it when he called your mama. Ice Cube. Excellent. William Curse again, giving Ice Cube a warning that the leftist woke mob is going to come after him, and says, this is what happens when you come to our side. Full-blown Matrix attacks. Ice Cube says, dislike work. So Ice Cube playing social media very well, responding to the trolls, which is entertaining because it's a conflict and we all love conflict. We all love a battle. But as I said, it's not too resentful and it's kind of a little bit playful. But some of them are quite harsh and you've got to love it. You've got to love it. So there you go. Ice Cube responding to the woke backlash for appearing on Joe Rogan, for refusing to take the coronavirus vaccine and just not being part of the club. What do you think about Ice Cube? What's your opinions on Ice Cube? Do you think he's going to be a player in the culture war? Do you think he's a Donald Trump fan? Do you think he's a centrist? It kind of seems to me that he likes Donald Trump a lot, but he's smart and he knows that if you're in Hollywood, you can't just come out and say that. So why say it? What does he have to gain? I mean, look, man, the guy, he's been real his whole fucking life. Go and listen to his albums. And he didn't deny that he likes Donald Trump. I think he's being canny with it. What do you think about Ice Cube? The funny thing is, Ice Cube didn't always like Trump. Back in 2018, he made a song called Arrest the President. So they can't... He's an interesting one, is Ice Cube. He's an interesting one. He's like a bit of a political chameleon. But the more that he agitates, the more they're going to attack him. And the more they attack him, Ice Cube is a fighter. So he's going to respond more and more. So I expect this situation to escalate quite a lot. Do you think Kanye West might be cancelled? Whether he's talking about who the club is, whether it's, some people say it's like anti-Semitic, but he came out and strongly condemned anti-Semitism. So I don't think he's going down that route. I do think that the left are going to increase their attacks against him. And they're probably going to start referencing Ice Cube's track called Black Korea. Do you remember that track? That was mad commercial. That was mad commercial. So in Ice Cube's track, Black Korea, which I'm fully expecting the leftists to bring out and try to hit him with the gotcha with, he said, so don't follow me up and down your market or your little chop suey ass will be a target of the nationwide boycott. Juice with the people. That's what the boy got. So pay respect to the black fist that will burn your store right down to a crisp. It's a wicked line. And then we'll see ya, because you can't turn the ghetto into Black Korea. So they're going to highlight that line. They're going to come after him. But it's going to be difficult for the left because they hate Asian people, because Asian people destroy the narrative that America is an oppressive place that holds down minorities, because Asians are a minority and yet they have one of the highest medium incomes in the United States. So the left will have a cognitive dissonance. They want to go after Ice Cube, but they feel that they can't because they have to hate Asian people as well. And they're supposed to coddle black people because they want black people's votes. So Ice Cube is a very interesting player in the culture war, I would say. Wouldn't you? Very interesting character. And the left are going to have more cognitive dissonance because they hate the police, right? And Ice Cube basically spawned the phrase, like, fuck the police. So they're going to feel really confused by going after Ice Cube. Very confused indeed. But they hate him because Orange Man bad, right? But for now, Ice Cube's winning. You know that huge, impressive new building called the Sphere at Venetian Resort in Las Vegas? Well, Ice Cube's Big 3 basketball franchise appears to be on that building. Unless it's a Photoshop. But anyways, whether it's real or not, Ice Cube's winning to me. The way he's responding to those people on Twitter is very entertaining. The man has a career in PR if he manages to blow all of his fortune and become bankrupt. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining me today. Straight out of Compton with this episode. Nicholas McDay says, yo, from Greenwich, Johnny Boy. Cube is a class man. No Vaseline was savage back in the day. Yeah, he's got... Apparently, who was it? Some comedian was talking about Ice Cube when he was at his peak in the Halcyon days. And when I think he'd perform live at Madison Square Garden, and apparently like everyone had to be there. It was like watching Mike Tyson, but in rap form. He was the absolute man. His raps are fucking absolutely banging. Again, like very matter of fact, kind of witty, and not too overly complex, but really fucking big, bad, and heavy. Had a really good impact. The velocity of the raps, enabled by the choice of vocabulary and the rhythm. The words just fucking hit like granite. It was heavy as fuck. Ice Cube is the man. I don't care what anyone says. I'm a big fan of Ice Cube. All right, everybody. There's loads of other stuff going on, but it's 6 a.m. and I got to go to bed. So thank you for joining me today. Please consider donating if you want to keep watching this show, and it will enable me to make more episodes. Much love to you all, and take care.